Down, Vishnu, Pad, Ramham, Suburba, Dakshari, Asivara, Sudushi, Sriman, His Divine Grace, Lacey, Bhaktivedanta, Swamiraj, Shri Prabhupada, Kijai, Vislavam, Akuplanium, Bhaktama, Vislavam, Shri Guru, Shri Guranga, Oma Gyana Jivananda Sya Gyananjana Salakaya Chapsur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovisham Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kajamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudhapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vasakam Jvidam Shah Hey Krishna Karna Sindho Dinabhando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Taptakanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanam Sukadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudevi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 To reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 2, text number
19.
Could you give me my little iPad? iPod. Kadarajasamo Baba.
Kadarajasamo Baba.
Namalo Badayash Chaye.
Namalo Badayash Chaye.
Chetai kar anavidam
Chetai kar anavidam
Sitam sattve prasidati
Sitam sattve prasidati
Kadara jastamo bhava
Kadara jastamo bhava
Namo vadayaschaye
Namo vadayaschaye
Chetai kar anavidam
Chetai kar anavidam
Sitam sattve prasidati
Sitam sattve prasidati
Tadarajastamobhava
Tadarajastamobhava
Kamalobhadayasaye
Kamalobhadayasaye
Sitaitaranavidam
Sitaitaranavidam
Sitam sattve prasidati
Sitam sattve prasidati
Tadarajastamobhava
Kamalobhadayashchaye
Chetaitaya Navidam
Stitam
sattve prasidati.
Sthitam sattve prasidati.
Tadarajastamo bhavan.
Tadarajastamo bhavan.
Kamalo bhadayashaye.
Kamalo bhadayashaye.
Chetaitairanavidam.
Chetaitairanavidam.
Sthitam sattve prasidati.
Sthitam sattve prasidati.
Tadarajastamo bhavan.
Kamalo bhadayashaye.
Chetaitairanavidam.
Sthitam sattve prasidati.
Tada.
U to vreme.
Rajaha. Gune strasti.
Tamaha.
Gune neznanje.
Bavaha.
Stanje.
Kama.
Požuda i želja.
Lova.
Žudnja.
Adayaha.
Ostali.
Ča.
I.
Je.
Koje god da jesu.
Četaha.
Um.
Etaihi.
Time.
Anavidham.
Neuznemiren.
Sthitam.
Učvršćuje se.
Sattve.
U guni vrline.
Prasidati.
Postaje potpuno zadovoljan. Čim se tako služenje s ljubavlju utemelji u srcu, iz srca nestaju posljedice guna strasti i neznanja, kao što su požuda, želja i žudnja. Bhakta se tada učvršćuje u vrlini i postaje potpuno srećan. Smisao. Živo biće u svom normalnom, prirodnom položaju potpuno zadovoljno i duhovno blaženo. To stanje unutrašnjeg zadovoljstva naziva se Brahma Bhuta ili Atmananda. Ono nije kao zadovoljstvo lenje budale ogrezle u debelom neznanju. Ne, Atmanandi je zadovoljan u sebi i nadišao je materijalno postojanje. Taj se stadion savršenstva dostiže onoga trenutka kada služenje Gospodu više ništa ne može da poremeti. Predano služenje nije neaktivnost, već neokaljana delatnost duše. U dodiru s materijom duša počinje da deluje na jedan izopačen i bolestan način, što se ispoljava u vidu požude, želje, žudnje, neaktivnosti, gluposti i spavanja. Predano služenje, međutim, potpuno uklanja sve ove posljedice strasti i neznanja. Čim do toga dođe, bhakta se učvršćuje u guni vrline i napreduje dalje da bi se uzdigao na položaj vasudeve, stanja čiste sattve, šuda sattve. Jedino u tom stanju šuda sattve, u kojem smo obdareni čistom ljubavlju prema Krišni, neprestano vidimo Krišnu oči u oči. Bhakta se uvek nalazi pod uticajem gune čiste vrline i zato nikome ne nanosi štetu. S druge strane, abhakta, ma koliko obrazovan bio, uvek izaziva štetu. Bhakta nije ni glup ni naprasit. Štetočine, budale i naprasiti ljudi ne mogu biti gospodove bhakte, pa makar se i tako nosili. Bhakta mora da se odlikuje svim dobrim osobinama Boga. U kvantitativnom pogledu on ima manje tih osobina nego Bog, ali su u kvalitativnom pogledu Gospod i Bhakta istovetni.
Tadarajasmo bhava kamalo vrejasaye chetaitana vidam sattitam sattve prasidati.
Čim se tako služenje s ljubavlju utemelji u srcu, i srca nestaju posljedice guna strasti i neznanja, kao što su požuda, želja i žudnja. Bhakta se tada učvršćuje u vrlini i postaje potpuno srećan.
Mam Višnju Graja, Krišna Prasaj, Budele, Žimati, Bhakti, Vranta, Svamiti, Ramne, Namaste, Zarasadam, Deve, Gorbana, Vrčarne, Nirvišeša, Šmivadi, Pasha, Bhade, Šukane. Presently we're covered by these modes.
Trenutno smo prekriveni tim gunama.
Gunamai means the three ropes.
Gunamai znači tri užeta.
Gunami rope.
Guna znači užet.
So if you have one rope, it's possible to untangle yourself.
jedno uže koristim da se pomoć, upetljamo se pomoću njega.
Well, when you tie three ropes together, it becomes very difficult.
Da, i od jednog možemo neko da se slobimo, ali kada su sva tri upetljena oko nas, to je vrlo teško.
So these three ropes, goodness, passion, ignorance, they tie the soul to the material existence.
Tako da tri gune, vrlina, strah i neznanje, vezuju dušu za materijalno postojanje.
Especially here is mentioned loba and greediness and calm.
Ovdje su,
namely, lust.
Ovdje su posebno spomenute loba, pohlepa i kama, požuda.
Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Prividam narakasyedam, dvaram nashinam atmanaha, kama krodha tatha lobas, tasmat etam trayam tyajat. There are three gates leading to hell.
Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita da tri kapije vode u pakao.
Lust, anger and greed.
Požuda, gnev i pohlepa.
Every sane man should give these up.
E, kaže da moramo se osloboditi svih njih.
Because they lead to the degradation of the soul.
Jer vode ka degradaciji duše.
So presently in human society, people are not averse to lust or anger or greed.
Međutim, trenutna situacija u svijetu da ljudi nisu, da im ne smetaju ta požuda, pohlepa i gnev.
Prabhupada used to comment that he'd see in Paris.
Prabhupada jednom komentarisao da je u Parizu video.
Old men, they go into the nightclub.
Kako je jedan starac ide u noćni klub.
Pay $50 to enter into the nightclub.
Plati $50 da bi ušao u taj klub.
Old men, 80 years old, and they were looking for young girls.
Taj starac ima 80 godina i ide da gleda mlade devojke.
Some alcohol, young girls.
Naravno, tamo je alkohol, mlade devojke.
That way they think they're going to enjoy.
I on misli tako da je to, to došao da uživa.
But Krishna says, Avritam gyana etena gyana inoni devarena kamarupena kuntaya duspurena analena cha. As a man's pure consciousness is covered,
ali Krishna kaže da je čovjekova čista svjesnost prekrivena.
By his eternal enemy in the form of lust,
sa večnim neprijateljem u obliku požude,
which is never satisfied,
koja nikad ne može biti zadovoljena.
And it burns like fire,
kao vatra.
So one is looking for happiness, but actually Maya is pinching the soul.
Tako da osoba traži sreću, ali Maja pritiska dušu.
That this will bring happiness. That this will bring happiness.
A, da će na taj način dostići sreću nekim materijalnim putem.
But actually the self is not satisfied.
Ali zapravo jastvo nije zadovoljno.
So there are different processes to become purified.
Tako da postoje različiti procesi kojima se možemo pročistiti.
There's a direct process.
Postoji direktan proces.
Which Krishna is explaining here.
Koji Krishna ovdje objašnjava.
Just hear submissively about Krishna.
Samo ponizno slušaj o Krishni.
Shrindata svak tata Krishna punya shravana kirtana vridyan taksto hiya bhajani vidunoti sarvitsita. That, just hear about Krishna and then these modes of nature will gradually go away.
Samo slušaj pažljivo o Krishni i te sve gune će vremenom nestati.
Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhikar Yavun Krishna Tamun Maya Tamun Adhikar. If Krishna is just like the sun, when he appears, the darkness of ignorance goes away.
Jer je Krishna poput sunca i kada se pojavi, onda tama neznanja prirodno nestaje.
But one has to give up the idea I'm going to enjoy in the material world.
Ali osoba mora da napusti tu želju, tu ideju da ja ću da uživam u materijalnom svijetu.
Otherwise it's very hard to listen very attentively.
Inače je jako teško slušati vrlo pažljivo.
One who's always making plans for material happiness.
Ako osoba umu stalno pravi planove za materijalnu sreću.
And disturbed by the fact that we can't find as much happiness as we're looking for.
I uznemirena je da ne može naći onoliko sreće koliko bi želela da ima.
Can't really hear with attention.
Ne može tada zaista slušati pažljivo.
And unless we hear with attention.
Ako ne slušamo pažljivo.
And submission.
I ponisla.
Then we can't actually experience
onda ne možemo ni doživjeti to neko iskustvo.
The quality, the spiritual quality of, the, of these, of the knowledge.
To duhovno kvaliteta znanja, pravo.
Brahma Buddha Prasanatman Ashojiti Nakamshiti Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Madhvatim Labhate Param. When one gives up, Shoshiti and Kamshiti. When one gives up, Shoshiti,
lamentation,
and Kamshiti, hankering,
and Kamshiti, žudnju.
Then one becomes Prasanatma.
Onda postaje prasanatma.
Then one can see all the entities as spiritual beings.
I vidi sva živa bića kao duhovna bića.
And not either become afraid or of others that they're going to exploit one.
I ne plaši se da će da ti drugi da ga na neki način eksploatišu.
Or make an attempt to exploit others.
Ili on njih ili oni međusobno jedni drugim.
So in that stage, real devotional service can actually begin.
I na tom stupnju pravo predano služenje zapravo počinje.
Otherwise, there is the indirect process.
Inače, postoji indirektan proces.
Tapasya, brahmacharyena, sthamenacha, dhamenacha, sakyam, samvasochavyam, nimena, nimena va. That one begins with tapasya.
Koji počinje sa tapasyam.
Brahma sat on the lotus flower for so many millenniums.
Brahma je sedeo na lotusovom cvetu tako puno milenijuma.
And his tapasya was just controlling his mind.
Njegova tapasya bila da kontroliše svoj um.
Not lamenting and that hankering, just try to fix it on the sound, ta-pa.
Ne da žudi za nečim ili da jadikuje, nego samo da se koncentriše na zvuk, ta-pa.
He heard the sound, ta-pa, from Krishna.
Čuje taj zvuk tapa od Krishna.
Garbhodakasha i Vishnu vibrated that sound, tapa.
Garbhodakasha i Vishnu je vibrirao taj zvuk tapa.
Therefore it was not different from him.
Tako da se one razlikuju od njega.
And Brahma meditated on those syllables for many, many thousands of years.
I Brahma je meditirao na te slogove puno, puno hiljada godina.
Then if one is engaged in tapas, then there is some possibility of being able to control the senses.
I onda ako se osoba angažuje u tu tapu, tapasiju, postoji mogućnost da će moći da kontroliše svoja čula.
And give up sense gratification, brahmacharya.
I napusti čulna zadovoljstva, znači brahmacharijnost.
So, unless one undergoes austerity and is able to give up sense gratification, then there is no question of spiritual life.
Tako da ako osoba ne vrši strogosti, ne napusti čulna zadovoljstva, nema govora da može pravilno praktikovati duhovni život.
Just like there's no question of putting out lighting a fire if you're pouring water on it.
Kao što nema govora da možete upaliti vatru ako istovremeno vodu sipamo preko nje.
Kapasi brahmacharyena samena. So unless the one is engaged with tapasya and brahmacharya, then there's no question of controlling the mind.
Tako da ako neko nije angažovan u tapasiju i brahmačariju, nema govora da može kontrolisati um.
And remaining equipoised under all circumstances.
I da ostane neuznemiren u svim situacijama.
Samenacha, dhamenacha, and controlling the senses.
I kontroliše čula.
The socham. And unless one does that, the mind can't become purified.
Iako to čini sve, onda um može postati pročišćen.
The socham. Pasya brahmacharyena, samena cha, dhamena cha, asocham, tyagena satya, tyagena, so to become detached,
takođe postane odvojen,
tyagena, nyame, what's the next word?
Satya.
Satya, is it satya?
Tyagena satya, shochaviam, nyamena, nyamena.
They have to be truthful.
I postane istinan drugi.
First
where did it come from?
Sixth canto. Yeah.
Satya. See our game, yes. So, and this is an indirect path.
Dakle, to je indirektna put.
The idea is eventually that one is able to fix the mind on Krishna.
I na kraju osoba postane sposobna da fokusira um na Krishna.
But very, very difficult to follow that path.
Ali veoma je teško slediti taj put.
People don't really... Or to speak of tapasya and brahmacharya, they very hard to have an equally mind and control senses.
Šta reći o tapasi i brahmacharya, kad već imaju problema da drže miran um i čuo.
But if we hear about Krishna,
ali ako slušamo o Krishna,
then, and give up the idea that we're going to be the proprietors of this world,
i napustimo ideju da ćemo mi biti vlasnici ovog sveta,
that we're here to enjoy our senses,
i da ne slušamo tome da ćemo uživati u našim čujima,
then there's a possibility of actually experiencing Krishna's presence.
Onda postoji mogućnost da zaista iskusimo Krišnjeno prisustvo.
That the mind can be peaceful enough to actually hear the holy name.
I on će biti zaista miran kad bude slušao sveto ime.
And if we hear the holy name, then we become Krishna conscious.
I kako slušamo sveto ime, ostaćemo svesni Krishna.
Then automatically Kadara, Desmo, Bhava, then all the different, the Rajas and Tamas, they all disappear.
I onda će automatski sve ove gune da nestanu.
And one becomes prasanatma, he's situated in goodness and becomes happy.
I osoba postane prasanatma, situirana u vrlini i srećna.
People think if they gratify their senses, they'll be happy.
Ljudi misle da ako zadovolje svoja čula, da će biti srećna.
But if they give up gratifying their senses, then they'll be happy.
Ali zapravo ako napuste zadovoljavanje svojih čula, onda će biti srećni.
To try to do that by restraining the senses from their objects.
I treba pokušati to učiniti tako što ćemo odvratiti čula sa čulnih objekata.
Is often a failure.
Ali to je često neuspešno.
Vishvamrita Muni, he underwent great penances for 60,000 years.
Vishvamitra Muni je radio velike strogosti 60,000 godina.
He certainly followed tapasya, brahmacharya, samena, demena.
I on je bez sumnje sledio sve tapasye, brahmacharya, samenu, damenu.
Tyagena, satya, socavya. He certainly followed all Nimena and Nimenava. He certainly followed it for 60,000 years.
I on je svakako sledio sve to 60,000 godina.
But simply by hearing the ankle bells of Menaka, he became disturbed in his mind.
Ali čim je se pojavila Menaka, on je postao uznemiren u svom umu.
Therefore it is said that Yad-pāra-pāṁ-kajā-palāsa-lī-lāsya-bhākya-kāma-śrayāṁ-grahitāṁ-upṛtayāṁ-tiṣāṁta tavanna-rikta-matiyo-yati-yo-virūda-śrutova-śrutoganas-tad-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śrutoganas-śr Utho ganas tamagunam bhajavasudevam.
Which one?
It's 527. That part of Pankajapala, so you have your bhaktya in the first one. 526.
526.
Purple. Yet pada pankaja palasavi lasta bhakya. Gavashayam grahitam ukratayam tishanta. Tavan narektamatiyo yetayo priruda. Shuto ganatanam vajavasudevam.
Znači, to je stih iz Šrimad Bhagavatama, četvrto pevanje, 22.39. Samo pokušajte da predanim služenjem obožavate Vasudevu, svevišnju božansku ličnost. Čak ni veliki mudraci ne mogu tako uspješno vladati nagonima čula kao oni koji uživaju u transcendentalnom blaženstvu služeći gospodova lotusova stopala, time iskorenjujući duboko ukorenjenu želju za plodonosnim aktivnostima.
Ja para pankaja. Pankaja means lotus flower.
Pankaja znači lotusov cvet.
And para means feet.
A para znači stopala.
So Krishna's feet are like lotus flowers.
Dakle, Krišnjena stopala su poput lotosovog cveta.
Yet pada pankaja palasta. Palasta means pedal.
Palasta znači pedal.
So, it's not just Krishna's lotus toes are like pedals.
Petals, kao latice, kaže da su njegove prsti.
Vilasa means pastimes, enjoyment.
Vilasa znači zabave u kojima uživam.
Yet pada pankaja palasta vilasta bhaktya. So the devotees, they take enjoyment in worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna.
Tako da bhakte nalaze zadovoljstvo obožavajući lotosova stopala Krishna.
Kamashrayam grahitam. Kama, the fruit of reactions to their past activities.
Kamashrayam, znači plodonosni rezultati njihovih prethodnih aktivnosti.
Are cut to pieces.
Su isrckana u komade.
Kamashrayam grahitam ukratayam tishanta. And therefore they become peaceful and happy.
I zato postaju mirni i srećni.
Yat pada pankaja palasta vilasya bhakya. Kamashrayam grahitam ukratayam tishanta tavan naritta. But even great personalities were able to, great sages and ascetics.
Ali čak i veliki sveci, mudraci.
The rectors, Shutoganas, Tamarudam, Bhajavasudeva. The waves of material desire, they sometimes pinch their hearts and they become victims.
Međutim, čak i njima, talasi tih duboko ukorijenih želja napadnu ih i postanu njihove žrtve.
Just like we know we shouldn't do something.
Kao što mi znamo da ne trebamo nešto drugo da radimo.
And then in our heart it's saying, no, no, go and do it.
Ali naše srce kaže, ne, 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 učini to.
And we say, no. And it goes, no, no, do it.
I opet kažemo, ma neću, ali iznutra taj glas, ma vi
radite. I'm not going to stop pinching you until you do it.
I onda ne prestaje da nas bocka iznutra sve dok to ne učinimo.
I'm not going to leave you alone even for a second. I'm
neću
going to torture you until you follow the instruction.
Neću te ostaviti na miru sve dok to ne učiniš, mučiš te stalno.
So then we think, all right, better to do it. Maja will stop torturing me.
I onda pomislimo, ok, bolje da uradim to, Maja će prestati da me davi.
And then we do it, and then Maja says, do it again.
I onda mi to uradimo, ali Maja kaže, uradi ponovo.
I don't want to.
Ne želim.
I'm telling you.
Kaže, ne, moraš to učiniti.
I won't stop pinching until you do it.
Neću prestati da te podbadam da to ne učiniš.
And therefore we become servants of the pinching.
I onda postanemo sluga tog podbadanja.
Prahlada Maharaj said it's kandutya, but it's just like the rubbing of two hands together to relieve an itching sensation.
I Prahlada Maharaj kaže da je to kao da trljamo ruku kad nas svrbi, želimo da uklonimo svrbi.
So to stop that pinching is very difficult.
Tako da prestanemo ta podbadanja, jako je teško.
After 60,000 years, Vishvamitra Muni couldn't stop.
Čak i nakon 60,000 godina, Vishvamitra Muni nije mogao to da obuzme.
Just like hearing the ankle bells of one apsara, he became agitated.
Samo što je čuo ove nanogice od jedne apsare postaje uznemiren.
And therefore he lost his results of 60,000 years of of endeavor.
I onda je izgubio rezultate 60.000 godina svoga truda.
And then after meditating for another 60,000 years,
i onda nakon meditiranja sljedećih 60.000 godina,
hearing the ankle bells, he became angry.
Nakon, kad je opet čuo te nanogice, postoje ljud.
And then he lost his another 60,000 years.
I onda je izgubio rezultate i tih 60.000 godina.
How frustrating.
Kako je to frustrirajuće.
We lose a day, we become completely disturbed.
Kad mi izgubimo dan za nešto, postanemo jako uznemirani.
We wasted so much time.
Možete zamisliti toliko vremena.
And back where I started from.
Iz početka mora da počne.
He lost 120,000 years of his life.
Izgubio je 120.000 godina svog života.
Still he went back to meditate again.
Ali ponovo se vratio toj meditaciji.
And it took him another 60,000 years before he came to the mode of goodness.
I trebalo mu je novih 60.000 godina da dođe do gune vrline.
Therefore the indirect process is very difficult.
Tako da taj indirektan proces je jako težak.
And if you lose your place, whatever you've accomplished.
I ako izgubite taj, to mesto koje god ste dostigli,
you have to start all over from the beginning again.
Morate da počnete iz početka.
Therefore the direct process is recommended.
Stoga se direktni proces preporučuje.
I'll give the example of either you can take step by step to walk up the stairs of a tall building.
I pravo pa da daje primjer, možete ići ili korak po korak da biste došli na vrh visoke zgrade.
Or you can take the elevator.
Ili možete ići liftom.
And immediately go to the top.
I jako brzo stići do vrha.
Chanting, hearing and chanting about Krishna will immediately bring one to the transcendental platforms.
Slušanje i pevanje, znači o Krišni, momentalno osobu podiže na transcendentalni nivo.
But one has to have some interest.
Ali osoba mora biti zainteresovana za to.
Come to the transcendental platform.
Da dođe na transcendentalni nivo.
If one has too many other things to do,
ako ima da radi puno nekih drugih stvari,
the hearing and chanting about Krishna is just some other activity.
Onda je to pevanje i slušanje o Krišni samo još jedna od aktivnosti.
Which we don't have time for in our busy schedule.
Za koje nemamo vremena u našem pretrpanom rasporedu.
When what's his name in South India? Begins with a T.
Kako ime toga u Južnoj Indiji?
Who is a famous devotee in South India?
Koji je bio čuveni doktor u Južnoj Indiji?
Tukaram. When Tukaram, he was such a great devotee that the Vaikuntha airplane was coming to take him back to Vaikuntha.
Tukaram je bio tako veliki bhakta da je letelica sa Vaikuntha došla da ga odvede gore.
And everyone in his village saw the Vaikuntha airplane descend to take him to Vaikuntha.
Svi su mogli vidjeti kako se ona spustila da ga odvede do Vaikuntha.
So he ran in to ask his wife, come with me. You can come with me to Vaikuntha.
I rekli, pitali su ga, možeš poći sam sa mnom do Vaikuntha.
And she said no.
She. Yeah.
Žena, on je pitao ženu da ide sa njim. Aha, on je pitao
svoju ženu da bolje s njima, ona je rekla ne. I
have imam puno drugih stvari da završim.
I gotta clean the house.
Moram da očistim kuću.
You go to Vaikuntha.
Ti idi na Vaikuntha.
I gotta stay here to do my work.
Moram da ostanem da obavim svoje poslove.
So one has to have some interest to go to Vaikuntha.
Tako da moramo imati, da budemo zainteresovani da odemo do
Vaikuntha. Even though Vaikuntha airplane comes, we may not get on it.
Čak i kad letelica Vaikuntha dođe, možda se nećemo ukrcati u nju.
And we have to have some faith.
I moramo imati određenu veru.
That this is actually necessary.
Da je to zapravo neophodno.
It's not one of the many choices I have.
To nije jedan od mnogih izbora kao koji imam.
I can make spiritual progress or not, it doesn't really matter.
Mogu da napravim duhovni napredak ili ne, nije toliko bitno.
The most important thing is make sure I get enough to eat and a place to sleep.
Važno je da imam, da pojedem koliko treba i gdje da spavam.
And if I have that, everything's all right.
I ako to imam, onda sve
I don't even need Krishna.
Nije mi ta potreba Krishna.
Because my real necessities are satisfied.
Jer su moje prave potrebe zadovoljene.
So one has that faith that this is not the purpose of life.
I osoba mora imati veru, znači da to nije
smisao.
Mora postaviti nešto više.
Something that's more important than just make sure we eat and sleep.
Nešto što je, mora biti bitnije od toga da, da imamo da jedemo i da spavamo.
Of course not that we should give up eating and sleeping.
Naravno, ne treba da ostavimo jedenje i spavanje.
At least not artificially.
Bar ne na veštački način.
But that's not the ultimate purpose of life.
Ali to nije krajnji cilj života.
Every living entity is eating and sleeping.
Sva živa bića jedu i spavaju.
But not every living entity is making progress towards realizing their identity in relation to Krishna.
Ali ne mogu sva živa bića napraviti progres da realizuju svoj odnos sa, sa Krishnom.
Therefore our first business is to hear.
Tako da je naš prvi posao da čujemo.
But to hear about how to hear.
Ali moramo da čujemo kako da slušamo Boga.
Not to hear, not to just hear anything about Krishna, but to hear how to actually pay attention.
Ne da čujemo bilo što o Krišni, nego da čujemo kako zapravo da obraćamo pažnju.
So we can appreciate how great Krishna is.
Tako da možemo ceniti koliko, koliko je Krišna velik.
He's not just some other hero in some literature.
On nije samo još neki jedan heroj u toj literaturi drevno.
Eko chayatum ekam ekopya chayatum rasa. Eko yachai aritum jagran de kotin. It shaksh esha. Eko kya chayatum. Anyhow, the Krishna said, andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. Krishna is in every atom.
Krishna je u svakom atomu.
By just a small fraction of his energies is expanding himself into every atom and every universe.
I može samo malinskim delići svoje energije da se ekspandira u svaki atom, u svim univerzumima.
Atayva bhavanai kena kim gyatena charjana vishtavya hamidam kritsnam ekam shena stiko jaga. With just a fragment of myself, I pervade everywhere in all the universes.
Samo jednim svojim delićem proživam sve u svim univerzumima.
So to know Krishna is not some ordinary thing.
Tako da poznavati Krishnu nije neka obična stvar.
Or even to get the chance to hear and chant about him, it's not something ordinary.
Čak ni dobiti šansu da, da, da se čuje o pevanju i slušanju nije obična stvar.
It's an extraordinary opportunity.
To je izuzetna šansa.
And although we can see people take, don't take advantage of it.
Ali možemo vidjeti kako ljudi ne koriste to na pravi način.
But still, it's the only thing that's actually can bring one in this age especially any higher platform of awareness.
Ali ipak to je jedini način pogotovo u ovom dobu da podigne osobu na neki više nivo svesnosti.
Otherwise one is destined to simply be serving kama and lova in this age.
Inače osoba je jednostavno osuđena da služi samo kamu i lovu u ovom dobu.
And kroda.
I krodi.
Everyone is interested to serve their lusty desires.
Svako je zainteresovan da zadovolji svoje požudne želje.
Prabhupada would say everyone's getting some salary.
Prabhupada kaže svako dobija neku platu.
But they're never satisfied with their salary.
Ali nikad nisu zadovoljni sa svojom platom.
They always want more.
Uvijek žele više.
And more.
I više.
And when they don't get it, they become angry.
A kada ne dobiju, postanu ljuti.
And in this age, there's only the cheaters and the cheated.
I u ovom dobu postoje samo prevaranti i prevareni.
Everyone is trying to become a cheater. Everyone is trying to become a cheater.
A svako pokušava da, da, da bude da vara.
But generally they're being cheated by someone else.
Ali uglavnom postaju prevarani od strane nekog drugog.
Sometimes people come and just pick your pocket and cheat you.
Ponekad ljudi dođu i odžepare vas, prevare vas na neki način.
And sometimes they make elaborate arrangements so you're cheated and you think you're actually not being cheated.
A nekad naprave neki jako složenu prevaru i tako da vi u stvari mislite da ste prevareni, ali jeste.
But the whole society is arranged just to make sure that a few people are so-called cheating everyone else.
Ali zapravo čitavo društvo je tako organizovano da samo nekolicina vara sve ostale.
And people don't even know ultimately they're being cheated by.
Ljudi na kraju ne znaju da su varani sve vreme.
But even those people, they're just being cheated by illusion also.
Ali čak i ta nekolicina je varana od strane iluzije.
Now they have so much money that they don't even know how much they have.
Sada imaju toliko puno novca da oni ne znaju koliko imaju.
But after leaving this body, they'll enter into the lower species of life.
Ali nakon što napuste tela, ući će u niže oblike života.
So what was the value of all their wealth they acquired?
Tako kakva je vrednost svog tog bogatstva koje su stekli?
It becomes simply a head, as it says in the Bhagavatam. If a king has a very nice turban, crown on.
Bhagavatam rečeno, ako kralj ima jako lepi turban i krunu,
but he doesn't use that turban, that crown, to bow down to the personality of Godhead.
Ali kako korist ako ne koristi turban i krunu da se pokloni svevišnjem Gospodu?
Then the crown will simply be a heavy burden that will drag him into the material existence.
Onda kruna jednostavno postane samo težak predmet koji ga vuče u materijalno postojanje.
Therefore, rather than becoming involved in a society of cheaters and cheated, we should become involved in Krishna consciousness.
Tako da umjesto da budemo uključeni u to društvo prevaranata i prevarenih, bolje da budemo uključeni u svjesnost Krišne.
Not that if everyone gets if so-called economic crisis is solved, then everything will be all right.
Nije da kako se reši takozvana ekonomska kriza, onda će sve biti u redu.
No, then people will just waste their time more.
Ne, ljudi će samo više gubiti svoje vrijeme.
Hankering for so many different products that materialistic society is putting out.
Žudeći za tako puno proizvoda koji materijalno društvo postavlja pred njih.
Without becoming Krishna conscious, their real problems of life are being missed. The solution to their real problems of life are being overlooked.
Bez svjesnosti Krišne, njihovi pravi životni problemi će biti, neće biti, zanemareni će biti.
Want to hear and chant about Krishna.
Ipak osoba treba da sluša i peva o Krishna.
And learn the process by which our hearing and chanting become so purified that we directly have Krishna's association in that hearing and chanting.
I trebamo, znači, tako da pažljivo slušamo i mantramo, da se pročistimo, da možemo da imamo direktno iskustvo sa Krishna.
Getting Krishna's association is much more valuable than getting it. And a Macintosh computer.
Dobiti Krišnino društvo je mnogo vrednije nego, na primjer, dobiti Macintosh computer.
Lot better.
Mnogo više. Mnogo bolje.
And if we're rich,
ako smo bogati,
doesn't make us any more eligible to become Krishna conscious.
To nas ne čini nešto kvalifikovanijim za svjesnost Krišne.
And if we're poor, it doesn't make us any more eligible either. If we're poor,
ako smo siromašni, to nas također ne čini specijalno kvalifikovanijim.
All we do is have to hear and chant about Krishna.
Sve što treba da činimo je da slušamo i pevamo o Krišni.
Then we can actually get the greatest treasure.
I onda zapravo možemo dobiti najveće blago.
So I'll stop there. Any questions?
Ima li pitanja?
And last Bhagavatam program we had in Saturday, we heard to Srila Prabhupada lecture from this verse before Nashta Prayasura, Radhashmi Kedavetse. And Srila Prabhupada said in that lecture that it should be Nityam Bhagavata Seva, 24 hours hearing about Krishna. That's ideal. Now we are living here in Belgrade and have many duties, also go to work and care about maybe some parents or children or something like that. So we also chant and reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and but not 24 hours. So it is for us also some hope to
end
in that state. Prošlo programu Bhagavatam subotu smo slušali Srila Prabhupada lekciju na stih prethodni stih, 18. Našta praviš obadrišu, nike badate se ja. Da Šila Prabhupada po lekciji kaže da ovaj proces treba se vrši nityam bhagavate seva, znači 24 sata slušati o Krišnu, to je idealno da onda osoba dođe na taj nivo. E sad, mi ovdje živimo u Beogradu, imamo isto dosta obaveza da idemo na posao, prisiljeni smo da radimo, da brinemo o bolesnim roditeljima, o deci i tako dalje, vršimo neke dužnosti i nemamo vremena 24 sata baš da slušamo. Da li za nas postoji također nada da ćemo jednog dana doći na taj neki nivo?
Well, we hear enough and chant enough.
Pa, ako slušamo i pejamo dovoljno,
then we'll learn how to do whatever services we have during the day, we'll learn how to do them for Krishna.
I onda ćemo naučiti kako da, šta god radimo tokom dana, da to radimo za Krishna.
And if we do that for Krishna,
i ako to radimo za Krishna,
then gradually we'll develop a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna.
Onda ćemo postepeno razviti ukus za više pevanja i slušanja o Krishna.
So, it's not expected that we're going to stop our activities.
Ne očekuje se od nas da prestanemo sa svim aktivnostima.
It is expected we'll stop our material consciousness.
Očekuje se da prekinemo sa materijalnom svesnošću.
That these activities, that I am the proprietor of so many things.
Da sam ja vlasnik tako puno stvari.
And I'm doing these activities in order to satisfy myself and satisfy others.
I vršim te aktivnosti da bi zadovoljio sebe ili druge.
Don't you think I'm doing these, that Krishna wants me to do these activities?
Ja da mislim, ako Krishna želi da ja vršim te aktivnosti,
and I'm doing it to please him.
I vršit ću ih onda da bi ga zadovolje.
Therefore one will naturally think about it.
I onda prirodno osoba misli na njega.
So that's also Krishna consciousness.
Tako da je to također svjesnost Krishna.
Yes.
When we hear such stories like this, sage became once angry after 60 years of it, then I become a discouraged and I became so many times angry in Krishna consciousness. I mean, in trying to practice Krishna consciousness. So,
well, you're,
yeah. What's the hope for us? You know? Because he lost all the credit, you know. After becoming once angry. Kad čujem ovakve priče o svijetu koji je nakon 60.000 godina meditacije samo se jednu minutu izgubio sve te rezultate meditacije, onda koja je nada za nas, koji se toliko puta navitimo.
But don't follow this, that sage.
Nemoj slediti tog svijeta.
Better to follow Prabhupada.
Bolje slediti Prabhupada.
Because even when we become angry, still we don't lose all our credit.
Yeah, onda čak ako postanemo ljuti, nećemo izgubiti.
Neha bi kramenasha sti pratyava yana vidite. Svapam apya si dharma se trayate mahatobaya. On this path, there's no loss of remuneration.
Na ovoj stazi nema nikakvog gubitka.
And even a little advancement can protect one from the greatest danger.
I čak i mali napredak nas može zaštititi od velike opasnosti.
So we're much more fortunate than Vishwamitra Muni.
Tako da smo mi mnogo srećniji od Vishwamitra Munija.
Because our process, we don't lose any result that we gain.
Jer u našem procesu mi ne gubimo nikakve rezultate koje smo postigli.
So even we get angry, then we just keep on chanting Hare Krishna, and then nothing really was lost.
Jer čak ako se naljutimo, treba da nastavimo da pejamo i mantramo Hare Krishna i nema nikakvog gubitka.
And eventually we'll become purified and we won't become frustrated anymore.
I vremenom ćemo se pročistiti i nećemo tako često da se ljutimo.
Course, hopefully it won't take 60,000 years.
Nadamo se da nam neće trebati 60,000 godina za to.
But it's not expected it'll take that long.
Ne očekuje se da toliko nam treba.
After all, however, Krishna is so great.
Nakon svega, Krishna je tako velik.
That even for if one moment we take shelter of him, then or we become completely successful.
Ako u jednom trenutku uzmemo potpunosti njegovu utočište, možemo postati uspešni.
So the process of Krishna consciousness doesn't depend upon how expert we are.
Tako da proces svesti Krishna ne zavisi od toga u kojoj meri smo mi ekspertni.
Because we're taking shelter of the all great Krishna, therefore, even a little advancement is very significant.
Jer kad uzemo utočište Krišne koji je tako veliki, čak je i mali napredak jako značajan.
So there's no reason to be discouraged.
Tako da nema razloga da budemo obeshrabreni.
Instead we should be encouraged. The fact that we're going back to the spiritual world.
Zapravo treba da budemo ohrabreni jer se vratit ćemo se u duhovni svet.
Or we're going to live forever.
Da ćemo večno živjeti.
In unlimited pleasure.
U neograničenom zadovoljstvu.
In full consciousness.
U punoj svesnosti.
So that's something to look forward to.
To je nešto čemu se trebamo nadati.
Yes.
It's look that if person want to do some solid advancement, to say, in spiritual life, that it seems that it is very important that actually in youth he practice as much as possible and as long as possible brahmacharya and reading books, studying, doing some tapasya, helping in preaching missions, serving Srila Prabhupada, and then went to some years of grihastha ashram and care about children, maintain family, and then also after some period that he needs to go to, when a bit older, also to retire a bit and get focused again in studying books, chanting, and like this. This is the way actually how a person in this age were able to get some solid spiritual advancement, because it's good that if there is no following this system, there is very little hope and advancement. Mislim, moje pitanje izgleda da bi, ako osoba želi da zaista ostvari neki ozbiljni napredak, da je ipak važno da sledi ono što je rečeno u šasnem, da bi kao u mladosti trebalo da je što je duže moguće da praktikuje proces brahmacharya i da studiranje Srila Prabhupada knjiga i sankita, neka služba ozbiljnija za duhovno učenje, onda da bi mogao proći nekako kroz grihastha ashram i održati porodicu, i da je ipak neophodno onda isto posle toga da odvoji vreme da se nekako povuče i da više opet se fokusira u studiranju Srila Prabhupada knjiga. Jer u suprotnom izgleda da nema neke mogućnosti da se ostvari ozbiljni duhovni napred.
Most people maybe.
Za većinu ljudi možda.
It's not necessary for everyone to go through that process.
Ali nije neophodno da svi prođu kroz taj proces.
We're not so strictly following Varna and Ashram.
Mi ne sledimo baš tako striktno Varna i Ashram.
We're depending more on the pure chanting of the holy name.
Više smo koncentrisani, naglašavamo čisto mantranje svetog imena.
So one can, in the beginning of life, if one can hear and chant purely,
ako na početku života osoba može da sluša i mantra čisto,
one can avoid so many other distractions.
Onda iako može da izbjegava tako puno drugih uznemirenja.
Otherwise, one should follow as strictly as possible.
A inače treba da sledi što je više moguće.
So one can learn to take advantage of the chanting of the holy name.
Tako da može da nauči kako da izvuče dobrobit iz mantranja svetog imena.
Under any circumstance.
U svim okolnostima.
In any case, there's no, we can't be sure that we're going to live long enough to follow the process.
Inače, mi ne možemo nikad biti sigurni da ćemo živjeti dovoljno dugo da sledimo ceo taj proces.
But for most people, the brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasa is the process recommended.
Ali za većinu ljudi je taj, znači, put brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas preporučen.
Because it naturally follows the sequence of aging.
Jer to su periodi koji prirodno slede i naše starenje, odrastanje.
But then one should practice Krishna consciousness throughout one's.
Ali kroz sve
one's ashram.
Ali kroz sve te stadijume trebamo praktikovati svesnost Krishna, bez obzira u kom smo ashram.
Anything else?
Yes.
But also, if I look back in the last 21 years, I can see that many young persons joined and liked chanting and taking prasadam and also even doing some service. But for some period of time, in general not so long, and it seems that if they, and the reason is because they there was not, to me, how it would, that there was no serious studying of Srila Prabhupada's books and understanding philosophy. If you say, try to read and understand, they said, oh, no, it's enough chanting and how to say, only serving Krishna. Even recently I had one discussion while visiting Macedonia with few devotees. But is this then serious, how to say, serious lack by not actually developing this philosophical understanding needed to survive in spiritual life over a longer period of time? Because they said that this is jnana, you know, we studying, you know, this is only like jnana.
You want to translate?
Да, то само питање, значи да кроз ето веќе 20 години мог би да додам. Пуно млади луѓе би се придружило и чак јако би волеле да мантрају и да певају свете имена пресадам и чак да раде исто служба, то обично не би баш тако долго траело, ако би чак некаде разговарал, кажу мислим да е као то процес, суштина заправо, да се само ако се мантра, ако се ради за Кришну, да е то da je to sve dovoljno, a izgleda zapravo baš a da je gjana, znači ako samo osoba se trudi isto i da čita paralelno sa time.
Da, zanemarivanje čitanja.
Da, zapravo zanemarivanje čitanja je dosta bilo prisutno i studiranje Prabhupada knjiga, bar na ovim prostorima na Balkanu. At least this is for Balkan area.
I mean, if someone can purely chant the holy name, there's no problem.
Ako neko može čisto da mata sve to ime, onda nema problema.
And most people don't purely chant the holy name.
Ali većina ljudi ne mantra baš tako čisto sve to ime.
Therefore, without spiritual vision,
tako da bez duhovne vizije,
they won't be able to chant purely.
Neće biti u stanju da mantraju čisto.
And therefore they won't get the full effect.
I neće dobiti pun efekt.
But at least they're chanting.
Ali bar mantraju.
Therefore, even if they don't succeed in this lifetime, still Krishna will give them another opportunity.
Tako da ako ne dostignu krajnji cilj u ovom životu, Krishna će im dati novu šansu.
But the idea that Prabhupada's books, yes, Prabhupada's books are jnana.
Ali ideja je da su tu Prabhupada knjige, oni jesu jnana.
And if they don't get this jnana, they'll be in ignorance.
I ako ne dobijemo tu jnanu, bit ćemo u neznanju.
So, they practice devotional service in ignorance, they won't make so much progress.
Tako da ako praktikujemo predano služenje u neznanju, nećemo napraviti neki napredak specijalno.
Make some progress.
Neki da.
And maybe one time they'll become, someday they'll become interested in jnana.
I možda jednog dana postanemo zainteresovani za jnanu.
Yes.
Prošle godine si rekao da postoje dve vrste bhakta. Jedni koji shvataju na lak i neposredan način i da postoji druga grupa bhakta koji voli da shvataju komplikovano.
Last year you said that there are two types of devotees. First, those who understand all things in very easily, and the others who want to complicate a little bit.
Da li bi mogao to malo da pojasnim?
Can you tell something more about that statement?
No, we try to stick to what we're talking about now.
Volio bih da se zadržim na ovoj temi o kojoj danas govorimo.
Otherwise we can talk about so many topics.
Inače ćemo tako puno tema da se raspljenemo.
Then we'll forget what we just talked about.
Zaboravit ćemo ono što smo danas
u svijetu reći. We should ask questions about what was already explained.
Tako da ono što, ako ima nešto o onome o čemu sam pričao.
That way we won't lose track what we were talking about.
Tako da možemo da držimo onoga što smo pričali sa vremenom, držimo tu liniju.
Mogu li drugo pitanje?
Can you ask a second question about the
games?
Šrila Prabhupada je rekao da budemo u materijalnom svetu nikad ne deluju čisto, uvek su u nekoj kombinaciji, tako da kad se iskombinuju, da zapravo kao da ima beskonačno mnogo guna.
Srila Prabhupada said that the gunas never act on us you know, like one by one, but there are many combinations and it looks that there are much more gunas. So question? Repeat.
Kako deluje taj mehanizam da zapravo ne deluje samo tri gune, nego deluje beskonačno mnogo guna u kombinaciji?
He asked how this is happening, that it looks like it's not three, but there is indefinite numbers of gunas forcing. Ne, ipak su samo tri.
Maybe it's different combinations.
Ali su u različitoj razmeri kombinaciji.
Chant Hare Krishna.
Mantra Hare Krishna.
Then you get out of the gunas.
I izaći ćeš iz njih. Koliko god
ih je broj. Nemoj
da
doneš
u broju.
Thank you very much. Grand Rajma Bhagavatam. Kijai.